right now, there's no suspects. We don't know who the assailants are. Hopefully, the perpetrators will be brought to justice. It's something that our force commander had mentioned, too, had indicated basically that this is a criminal attack on our peacekeepers, and he had mentioned that they are here, which is very unfortunate, is that they're here in the service of Darfur's people, and they're getting killed by the people that they're supposed to be here to protect. So it's a very unfortunate incident, and as you might have been aware, we really haven't had a lot of violence in West Darfur over the last year. It's been relatively quiet. We've had a spike in other places and other regions in Darfur, but West Darfur had been relatively quiet, so this is a very unfortunate incident that happened.
How has UNAMID reacted to this?
Well, I just know at this time, our force commander, Lieutenant General Patrick Niagumba, traveled there today to meet with our peacekeepers and also to see the scene of this where this incident took place. He's also met with several of the injured peacekeepers, and we're just going to continue to press on and do our work. It's just an unfortunate incident that something like this has happened, but it will not deter the mission from its responsibilities to protect civilians and carry out its day-to-day duties.
You say the overall security situation is or has been calm since before this incident occurred. What is the...
I wouldn't actually say that. I would say in West Darfur, it's been relatively calm. Other parts, particularly North Darfur, there's been a lot of tension, quite a bit of violence, that there has been an increase in the level of attacks that are taking place. So this year, actually compared to last year's Darfur in general, there's been a spike in the amount of incidents and violence.
What kind of attacks are occurring against the peacekeepers or against the members of the community?
These are more or less, I would say, they're clashes, intercommunal attacks. These are between tribes. There's been fighting between the armed movements and the government. And there haven't been that many attacks against our peacekeepers. There's been a high level of violence, but this has mostly been between the armed movements and the government and tribes, which have been fighting.
And what is the mood of the peacekeepers?
I would suspect that they won't be deterred by this. You know, on average, we're carrying out 150, 160 patrols a day, and we're not working in a, you know, completely safe environment. There are lots of issues. It's a very difficult environment that we're in, and I think that a lot of our peacekeepers, before they come here, they know what they're getting into, and they know that they're going to be in a harsh environment and one that is not always going to be favorable.